Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Easy, most known unknown, Easy Old Soul, coming at you one more again after a very long week off. Took some time off just to, I'm back in school, you know, I'm doing other things, I'm trying to make more moves, as far as myself, so been a little bit busy, ain't really been able to get to the show, apologize for that, but we are still moving steady, so just wanted to have a little chat, you know what I'm saying, just let y'all know what's happening, and just delve into whatever. I know, of course, this show is about sports, and try to make it about life. Mainly, we've been talking sports, not too much life. And then when we do get into life, it's pretty good conversations. So I'm not too mad at that. Of course, you know, football season is pretty much coming to an end. This weekend is the Super Bowl. So, of course, everybody kind of going for the Atlanta Falcons. I know I'm going for them simply because we got to see how they come out. But they move the ball pretty well. They got a very good eye front, a very good offense, I feel like. And their defense is, they have their points. You know what I'm saying? They got a pretty good defense. So I think they could win, but I never count the Patriots out. Regardless of cheating or not, they still win championships. So, of course, I think cheating is bull, and you shouldn't be able to win a championship off of cheating, but it happens in some cases. I think that's the real-life stuff I would like to talk about. The fact that this man, Tom Brady, not to take anything away from him, but has been caught cheating, and the worst he gets is a couple of games off. No championship stripping or anything like that. But the only reason I take why I get upset about that is because there are kids in Chicago, you know, I'm sure people heard of that that issue with the Little League baseball team where, you know, they had one player that wasn't from their region, and although they won, you know, a state championship and went overseas to face people and stuff like that, and they had a lot of glory in doing that, they were stripped of their championship for cheating. Of course, that team was a black team, you know, full of African Americans, and well, you just can't have us triumph, so they decided to strip away the championship and then decided, oh, well, you know what, it wasn't so bad, so we'll give it back. But the damage was already done. That was thinking. So, in lieu of that, I always get a little bit upset when people mention Tom Brady. Because, you know, they don't fault him all the time for things. Not to say that not everybody does, but most don't. So, that's my hash with that. But, yeah, I think either way it goes, Patriots can also take it. You can't count Tom Brady out. He is considered the underdog in this match, which is surprising because he's definitely not an underdog. He's done this before. This is not going to be hard for him. He knows what it takes to win. So I wouldn't be surprised if he came out with a championship. This all depends on how it goes. But should be a good matchup. You know, then we got the NBA. It's not much to speak of right now. I was talking to my homie the other day, and we were just saying, like, the NBA is boring right now. The NBA is very boring right now. Like, I think he mentioned the last major headline he heard was that Derrick Rose skipped the game to come back home and handle some business. And that was, like, the headline for that day. That's the headline for that day, and almost like 2 days after that. And that's just saying your league is not up to par right now. And I think people getting tired of the NBA, to be honest. I think people getting tired with the fact that there ain't really a competitive nature anymore. It's more of a talent search. It's almost like, who's got talent or, stuff like that. Like, who can we get to showcase their talent and perform at a high level? And like, I think, put it this way. When you have teams full of superstars, you gotta go against teams that seem almost not to say mediocre, but in a sense, when it's the NBA, it almost seems like you're playing like a college level team versus an NBA all-star team. You know what? I won't even say college team. I'll just say NBA team. One of the regulars, one of the ones that most likely is not gonna make anything other than make anything happen in the year to the playoffs or whatnot. And then you kind of already know who the winner is gonna be. In some cases they've been proven wrong. There were a couple of years where I thought the Spurs were gonna get it, and then that was that one year where they got beat out by the Memphis Grizzlies. It was almost a Cinderella story, but then the Grizzlies end up losing, which is surprising because it's hard to believe that you beat a number one seed team and then don't kind of make it. You know what I'm saying? There was a year that the Nuggets was amazing, and they ended up finishing out. I think they beat the Golden State Warriors. But they ended up losing. So, you've had years. Like, I keep thinking that the Celtics is going to bring it out, going to bang it out one more game with Isaiah Thomas and them, but you never know, because, the top teams are so superstar heavy, it's kind of hard now to really even think or imagine that other teams will make it to the NBA finals and face each other. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to believe that you're gonna see the Boston Celtics versus the LA Clippers, or the Houston Rockets versus, the Bulls. It's hard to see those type of teams making it to the finals and winning themselves a championship right now because other teams are so superstar heavy. And so it's just turning into a diva act nowadays. Like, there's no contact, and it's not a physical game anymore. It's a run and shoot game. I remember back when Durant, Harden, Westbrook, Green, Ibaka was all on the same team as youngins. Those was the run and shoot players. I called them the run and shoot team. That's how they used to win games. They didn't have strategy or anything like that. They just run the court because they was young. They younger than me, all of them. So it was just them running the court, and that's what made it easy for them. Although they didn't win a championship, because of course you have to have a coordinated team and a good team strategy to do that type of thing. But they were still an effective team, and they had a list of superstars who didn't know they was going to turn out to be superstars on other teams and stuff like that. But now you have it to where you're just sending them everywhere to create superstar teams. You know what I'm saying? And I think what really crushed it, what really made it hard this season, was Durant going to Golden State. It's like now you building on teams that are already great. You know what I'm saying? And you can't really find. So you most likely know it's probably going to be, if the Warriors stay more effective like they are right now, the Warriors versus possibly LeBron and them, because I don't see anybody keep getting players everywhere. I don't see them losing. So that's what I feel like is going to happen, but we don't know. We'll see. So, yeah, the NBA is pretty boring right now, so it's hard to watch a game, but I am going to try to get back into that. Hopefully, soon enough, I might watch a game tomorrow. I know I won't be watching on Sunday because it's Super Bowl, but I will be probably checking one out on Monday. And I know that's what this show was mainly supposed to be about, but it's sometimes hard. And you know, I'm starting touching on other stuff, hockey, and when the baseball season start back up, of course, we're gonna talk Cubs and stuff like that. I'm sure K-Down can't wait for that. And so for right now, we're probably gonna get to political stuff in most cases, because that's what's happening. A lot of Trump issues as of late. Really hard to talk politics. Oh, shout out to K-Down, because he might be doing something spectacular in a few months, or maybe a year or so, or a year or two. I'm not sure if he forefronting wanting to do it flat out now, so I'm not going to announce it to anybody, but definitely going to talk to him and see if he wants to talk about it on the show, because I would like to know what y'all would think about it. Mainly because it's something that we don't see ourselves wanting to do all the time. But when he told me about it, I thought about it. And most of the time, when we think about stuff, it's in the instance of, I hear you, but I don't know if that's a good fit for you. I don't know if you should do that. You know, it's always that little doubt in my mind. You know what I'm saying? And when he told me, I told him, like, I don't know, I'm not sure about it, but I feel like you could. You know what I'm saying? Why not? What's the worst that could happen? So he seemed like he want to do it. He seemed like he for sure about it, and I give him support more than anybody else that I would know of, because I think he can make an effective change, and he's just got to put his time into it. So yeah, it's been some stuff, man. It's been some stuff going on, and Trump ain't making it no better, but he's making people realize, like, we gotta wake up, we gotta start doing different things, we gotta start focusing on what we're gonna do to make ourselves better and help our people. You know, it's always a question on everybody's mind. It's always a question on the black person's mind, because it's hard. It's hard to really navigate through issues in life, especially when you're black. Not to say that ain't no other minority got it hard, but we have it pretty hard. And we have it the hardest to stay true to who we are. You know what I'm saying? Like, with other minorities, I don't think you really get that. Like, I don't think I ever met a Native American that didn't like being Native American. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never met a Mexican that didn't like being Mexican. I ain't never met a Middle Eastern Indian, whatever you want to call them, that didn't want to be that. We have different issues. Like, sometimes we don't want to be who we are, because we believe it's not effective, and sometimes it's hard to admit. But you got to find strength in who you are. You got to be happy with who you are. You got to be content with who you are. You know what I'm saying? You got to know you and know that always make a better version of you. I think we forget that sometimes. And so yeah, those are the things that I want to touch on and talk about and stuff like that. Also want to say shout out to my cousin, Alan Gray, the Mercenary, Brian Disney, for a great matchup last weekend. He definitely took it home, you know, so he definitely bought the energy, and he was great, you know what I'm saying? He was just as phenomenal as he always is, and I'm glad he made it out of the ring. You know, we have him on the show, we'll probably talk about that. I'm glad he made it out of the ring, because if he didn't, it would have been problems. Just know that. But I told him that, I chopped it up with him that night. I started doing more, man. I got to start getting out here and make it more happen. And I just want to start living life. Got to start living life. And yeah, so I'm supporting that notion of starting to live life and make more of life and talk about life and just have fun. Because I believe that's one thing that we don't do as much out here nowadays. So I got more to come. You know, as always, K-Down got more to come. We're going to, of course, keep doing interviews. We're going to, of course, keep having people on the show. I'm going to try to get my friend on. And we're just going to do with what we got and be happy. And I always appreciate you guys' support. And so I'm gonna wrap up. I'm gonna close out. I'll go hear from me again tomorrow. And yeah, check us out. You know, Brotherhood and Live Sports Radio, you know. Yeah. Check us out. It's Easy Most Known. Easy Most Known Unknown. Easy Yo Soul. I'm gonna check out with y'all.